Oh, treasure. You're in for a sexy, edgy ride now. As usual, you should make sure that you will be undisturbed and focused on my voice. You don't have to get naked, but you're going to want to have access to your cock, trust me. But there could be a naughty, perverse touch to being dressed, except for your naked, hard cock poking up out of pulled aside bunches of cloth. And this session is not focused so much on your vulnerability as it is on the raw sexual thrill of obedience. You're going to want whatever goes in your pleasure kit handy. For example, some sort of lubricant and a towel. But before you will need those things, you need to be sitting in front of your computer with your credit card handy and the window open to my Amazon wish list. Don't study the wish list now. There will be a time for that in a moment. In fact, go ahead and close your eyes so you're focused on what I'm saying right now. Much better. Now back to the topic of the wish list. As I hope you know from the description, by participating in this session, you are agreeing to buy me a gift. I'm not saying I'm going to hypnotize you to get me a present after I wake you. I'm telling you that I'm going to guide you to spend money spoiling me while under the influence of hypnosis. This is going to be very sexy because you're going to be obeying my direct instructions, doing something that has a direct, pleasing impact. While I tell you how erotic your obedience is, and exactly why. It is absolutely not intended to influence you to do something you will regret out of trance. If you have any concern that by participating in the session I've described, you'll get so excited that you will overextend yourself and come to financial harm, please stop listening. I don't want that. As I stated in the description, you need to be committed to a minimum budget of $20. Although if you happen to find something on my list that is less, that will be fine, as long as you are selecting a gift. If at this time it turns out that there are no gifts available for $20 or less, you may select an Amazon gift certificate for exactly $20. On the other end of the spectrum, you should plan on spending more if you have lots of financial resources. It's like recreational gambling. There has to be enough money involved to give the activity its proper charge. But also, like gambling, you should only use money in your entertainment budget for the purpose. Also, you're going to restrain yourself to one selection per listen, but you may listen to the recording as often as you want. I trust you to formulate a notion of an appropriate budget now and stick to it. Even when you are so hot and desperate for me, you want to do wild things. Good treasure. Now we can begin.
Now we can begin.
I want you to sit straight up. Both feet on the floor. With your hands resting lightly, palms down on your thighs. This is your basic posture for a sitting trance. And it's going to feel very comfortable and help you focus on my voice and slip into hypnosis for me very easily. You'll find that you can take amazingly full, deep breaths when you sit up for me, like an immediate reward for allowing your body to take such a pleasing position. Now, I want you to drop your arms to your sides, letting them hang totally loose and limp, wiggling out your fingers, shaking from your elbows, stretching a little bit, even twisting and stretching your back to loosen everything up, until your fingers are hanging empty from your palms. Your hands dangle heavy from your wrist. Your forearm swings from your elbow. And your weak, empty arms simply hang so free from your shoulders. Very good. You should be able to maintain your posture effortlessly, even if it feels strangely formal at first. Take another very deep breath and pay attention to your back along your spine, from the base between your hips all the way up to the base of the back of your head. Now lift from the back of your head up until each part of your back is balanced and straight on top of the rest. Easily and naturally, putting you in a delightful, attentive balance. Your heavy arms are hanging and holding you steady, and your regular full breaths make you feel lighter and more full of grace with every gentle inspiration. Lighter and more full of air until even your arms begin to feel as though they're about to begin floating away. They're still completely empty and out of your control, just dangling on their own. But now it's as though they're long balloons being slowly filled with helium. The more aware you become of your body, the lighter your arms feel, the lighter your arms feel, the more focused you become. The more focused you are, the more aroused and susceptible you become. The more sexually excited you are, the more your arms want to float away. And as their weightlessness increases, the deeper you slip into trance. That's it. floating up and away now, gracefully rising over your shoulders, over your head, effortlessly bobbing there, so very, very light. And then emptying once again of the floating sensation, slowly and gently drifting back down to your sides and hanging loose and limp and empty. With your back easily and naturally straight, your head perfectly balanced, arms at ease, as you take three deep breaths on my count, in now, one, two, three, four, five, and empty, easy out. Inspire, one, two, three, four, five, expire, good treasure. One more deep surrender in, one, two, three, four, five, and out, fully empty of air, volition, ego, everything, perfect treasure. Now return to your basic, respectful, and attentive position. With your palms on your legs, still sitting up, eyes irresistibly closed for now, awaiting my instructions and experiencing how erotic it is to obey even the simplest of my instructions about how you sit and how you breathe. It feels so good to know that you are pleasing me with your obedience. Doesn't it, treasure? I know that when you are so desperate to serve and obey me, it can sometimes feel like you will never be able to do enough to express how truly devoted you are. You would love to clean for me, to massage my feet and shoulders, to simply be nearby in case I wanted the slightest thing that you might provide. You may be afraid that simply sending a gift is too detached, too little of yourself. But I want you to deeply understand how intimate and magical it is to take advantage of such a convenient way of spoiling me. Appreciate that you, with the very hand waiting in your lap for my commands, can use those hands to operate a very complicated piece of machinery and a very simple piece of plastic to set in motion a chain of events that are a mystery to me in the middle parts. But then, often very shortly thereafter, I know exactly what happens.
I know exactly what happens.
A box arrives at my door.
Arrives at my door.
Sometimes while I'm sleeping.
Sometimes while I'm sleeping.
Or sometimes surprising me midday with a knock and a special delivery.
And a special delivery.
I gleefully bring the box in and sit it prominently on the dining room table. Or I can contemplate it properly.
I make sure
that I'm not in a hurry
and
not distracted by anything,
so I can maximize my pleasure.
And only then do I start making my way through the cardboard shell to the sweet treat inside. And then I'm holding in my long, delicate hands, some physical object of my desire that I have and enjoy because of the chain of events you set into play with your obedient hands. In that moment, I feel so empowered. So worshipped and adored.
The hard reality
of the material object running my fingers over cool lines
or soft fabric.
I feel such a sexual charge of possession. Not just over your offering, but over you, your will,
your
erotic energy,
the
reality of your
adoration.
It's sexy, sexy magic treasure. And don't underestimate that fact. And thinking about my heated and pleased response to your arousal and obedient behavior feels amazing, doesn't it? And to have me guide you, control you while you shop for me is going to be so incredible that you will almost, but not quite, forget how much you want to hear me tell you that I want you to come for me. Still, the closer you get to your moment of service, the more turned on you become. The more your mad craving to release, knowing you've earned my pleasure, fills you. In a moment, I'm going to give you the command, function, without leaving trance. You will then be able to open your eyes and interact with your computer. I will be talking to you and giving you specific instructions, which I am sure you will be all too happy to follow. After I've finished guiding you through the spoiling process, I will give you the command, surrender, and you will immediately fall back into a deep and helpless state of hypnosis, where I can reward you as I see fit. Ready, treasure.
Ready, treasure.
Take one more deep breath. Function.
Very good.
Blink your lazy eyes a little so you can focus on your computer screen. You should be looking at the Amazon page with a sexy picture of me to the left. And the title, Material Lust, in the left center to the right of my name. On the right, a little lower than the title, are four drop-down boxes titled Show, Category, Sort By, and View. Start with the show set to unpurchased, category to all products, turn sort by to priority high to low, and leave the view at normal. Now click on go to refresh the list. It feels delightful to give you very specific instructions and know how entrancing it is for you to obey. It's time for you to start browsing and fantasizing about how various gift possibilities will make me feel and how they will add value to my life. I've started you with the things I have marked as the highest priority, which are obviously the ones I've decided are the most important to me. However, you should know that I never include anything on this list that I don't really want. Priority evaluations are just a great place to check first, as if there is anything that is an emergent need or want. You'll find it marked highest, and there will be a note making my desires clear. Take a few moments to look over the items, beginning to narrow down your options, flipping through the pages, or browsing various types of sorts, and reading my ever-so-cute and pithy comments. If an item is ever without a comment, interesting possibilities are presented. On one hand, I might still be considering whether the item is something I truly want, worthy of its spot on the list. On the other, it might be something I want very badly, and simply haven't had the opportunity to properly describe why. Only spending lots of time studying my wish list and my taste will enable you to tell the difference. Keep shopping for me, treasure, trying not to get too distracted by how much you want to be stroking yourself. As you consider the many excellent options, imagine enjoying your reward while you are picturing me receiving your offering. Which choice will truly enhance your feeling that you have earned the orgasm I am inclined to award you soon? Whatever your budget, it can also be useful to use the two price sort functions to narrow down your selection. You may be amazed at how many inexpensive items put a smile on my face as you look forward to listening to this recording again and again. On the other hand, I don't object to you simply sorting by high price and then scanning down the list until selecting the most expensive thing you can afford. As I say, I do want everything on the list. However, I feel so gratified when I get a note telling me that there was a special reason or connection for picking out a particular gift.
Maybe it's a book that you also love, or a ring that symbolically represents your devotion. Consider whether you see anything that calls to you in that way. You may have already noticed that taking in all of the information presented in this list paints a detailed and colorful picture of both what I like and what I am like. Where else have I mentioned that I have a passion for British television or smart wool socks? And for better or worse, it really is my most consistent form of communication. Shopping is much more of a relaxing indulgence than other forms of communication, and can also be done in little moments, even when I'm very busy. If you're not familiarizing yourself with this list at least a few times a week, you're really missing out on quality goddess input. Now, it's time to make your selection and begin the transaction. I know it's difficult, but just one thing right now and quickly treasure. If you're not able to pick something you like or find something in the appropriate budget, you should now default to sending an Amazon gift certificate for at least $20. So right now, you should either be finding your final gift selection or prepping a gift card by looking up to where it says Amazon gift cards in a little box in the top left quadrant of the page under the search function. Click there. Then click Buy Now under Email a Gift Card. Next to Recipient Email, you'll type goddesskasha@gmail.com. That's goddesskasha@gmail.com. If you've selected an item, choose Add to Cart now. Continue with the specific steps presented to proceed through to making your purchase, all the way to your order confirmation. Oh, yes, treasure. That's right. You're going to make me very happy, aren't you? No need to rush too much. Enjoy the process. The build up. And do this for me just right. Knowing it's exactly what I want from you right now. And you do so love knowing that you're so well-trained and obedient. It's good to know that you opted into this from the beginning. Otherwise, it might be so scary, feeling compelled to spoil me just the way I want. But you know you want this. Crave my pleasure and my permission. The closer you come to completing the transaction, the closer and closer you feel to orgasm, to totally losing control and exploding. But you're such a good, strong treasure. You can make it a little longer to please me, can't you? It's amazing how quickly the process goes of entering numbers and confirmations once you have made the decision.
And just as soon as you've finished your order, you can start touching your cock, even using some lubricant to get yourself ready for my reward. You can use those same hands that are giving me such enjoyment to look forward to for sexual pleasure on my behalf, as long as you hold your release for my permission. Doesn't it feel good to look forward to such a reward so well earned? When you come for me, I want you to think about me receiving your gift. I want you to imagine the arrival as a buildup of arousal. The moment I'm holding your present in my hands as an explosive orgasm, just as intense as the one you will be having as you fantasize about my pleasure from your obedience. I want you to appreciate the beauty and devastating excitement of one of the most satisfying orgasms you have ever had, secure in the knowledge that you are worthy and pleasing. Are you ready for that treasure? If you must, you can pause the recording for just a moment to finish up your purchase. I don't want a technical glitch to deprive you of the pleasure of your gift. Very good. Now, surrender. Surrender deep into your lust and your need, stroking more intensely now as you come closer to your reward. I want you on the very brink. I want you ready to release, desperate to release the moment I give you the command. I know you feel like you can hardly hold back any longer. You're so turned on right now. And I want you to feel so very good and rewarded. After I count to three. Isn't that so very, very hot treasure to continue being so exquisitely controlled and possessed, to feel that any pleasure you are experiencing or will experience is totally the product of my pleasure and my reward to you for service well rendered. The closer you get to release, the more erotic it becomes to imagine me receiving your gift. The more you picture your offering causing me to explode with delight, the more explosive you feel as well. How very desperately are you craving my permission to release now, treasure? One. Such a good treasure. So obedient. So pleasing. Two. Oh, yes. That's it, my sweet, wonderful treasure. So close now. Three. Yes, treasure. Good treasure. Thank you for my present. Your offering. You darling, precious treasure. I love the way you spoil me so much. Now, enjoy the pleasure of being so pleasing for a while. Then send me a note so I can give you credit when your special offering arrives.